The Moral is written by James E. Walton, professor of English at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
Can Latino and Black students compete in the classroom? It happens with regularity. Another misguided individual associated with a university looking mainly at SAT scores makes false statements about the nature of Latino and Black intelligence. Then everyone scrambles to cover up the damage. On occasion, a rogue professor, like the one at the University of Texas, will assert, "Blacks and Mexican Americans are not academically competitive with whites in selective institutions." Much of this thinking echoes the drivel that runs through the bell curve and other purveyors of pseudoscience. At the 26 selective institutions like Rice, Stanford, Columbia, and MIT, Korean, Chinese, and Japanese students average 30 points higher on the SAT than their white counterparts. Based on that telling data, university cynics could just as easily proclaim, "White students are not academically competitive with Asian students at selective institutions." Why don't they ever make that statement? It logically follows, then, that since Asian students achieve the highest test scores, they alone should fill the seats of the nation's elite schools. And since we want the best minds in all of our key leadership positions, it also follows that Asians primarily should be our corporate heads, mayors, governors, presidents, and vice presidents. Right? Certainly, our professors should represent some of the brightest among us, meaning, of course, that most of them, likewise, should be Asian. Right? Quite clearly, the fallacy underlying this thinking is that one barometer, a paper-pencil test called the SAT, can measure a student's total ability to perform. Don't tell me anything about your motivation, your ability to debate, to think critically, to write, to play the piano. Just tell me your SAT score. If one's SAT score is so important, one researcher argues, why doesn't the Educational Testing Service, ETS, hire its own executives on the basis of their scores? This researcher has challenged ETS to do so. Not surprisingly, the country's largest unregulated monopoly has refused. To be sure, many Latino and Black students, by the most traditional standards, are very competitive academically. W.E.B. Du Bois, the first African-American to earn a doctorate at Harvard, graduated at the top of his class. Basketball star David Robinson, an accomplished pianist, scored 1440 on the SAT. A significant number of Latino and Black students have become valedictorian and salutatorian of their class. The fact remains, however, that some people, regardless of ethnicity, do not do well on linear tests. A more holistic measure might be better suited for determining their abilities. While tests can provide some useful information, there is something to be said for giving an aspiring Socrates a chance to teach, an aspiring Toni Morrison an opportunity to write, an aspiring Sandra Cisneros a trip to the canvas. Notables like Colin Powell, Ronald Reagan, F. Lee Bailey, and Rush Limbaugh were not the greatest at the paper-pencil test. Did Johnny Cochran earn the top test score in his class? Did it matter? The indomitable Jesse Jackson once confided to a small audience that he himself received a D at the seminary for preaching. "Imagine me getting a D in preaching," Jackson chuckled. "As good as I can preach." As one keen observer has noted, among all ethnic groups, most of us are just average with a few geniuses tossed in and a good sprinkling of fools. Latino and Black students need to remember that the next time someone steps up to a podium and starts spouting off about innate group superiority. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.